Now, here is a case about some seriously inappropriate behavior that might have started out as just kidding around, but then became very offensive and spiraled out of control. The plaintiff worked on an oil rig as a floor hand. Even though his coworkers knew he was heterosexual, they continuously bombarded him with graphic and offensive homophobic names, gestures, and actions. After he was fired for performance issues, the plaintiff sued his former employer for sexual harassment. The jury awarded him damages of $160,000. His employer appealed and argued that he had not proven that the harassment was because of sex. But the Court of Appeal upheld the trial court's decision, determining that even though the harassment was not sexually motivated, gender was in effect a substantial factor in the harassment. Under the California Fair Employment and Housing Act, sexually harassing conduct need not be motivated by sexual desire. This case and others like it underscore the fact that the harm to the victim takes precedence over the intent or motivation of the harassers. Also keep in mind, men can harass other men as well as women, and women can harass men and other women.